This recording, Washington 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Well, once when I was living in Milan, Italy, I was at this restaurant with my family and then my mom's best friend and her husband. And so in Italy, there are a lot of strange restrooms. They're usually hidden and they don't really have a sign or anything, so we like to call it a bathroom adventure. So my mom's best friend and I were going to go and wash our hands, and we went to the bathroom, and then she had to go to the restroom, so we knocked on the door, and we didn't hear anything, but it was locked. We kept knocking, and then eventually we were just waiting, and while we were waiting, she asked me some questions about, like, what was going on in school, and I told her I was an after-school class. We were doing yoga, and so she was like, "Oh, do you know the eagle pose?" And so she was showing me, and then all of a sudden, a guy from the restaurant, he opened the door when we were doing the eagle pose, and it was really funny, and then it was like, "Is there anyone?" I think he had heard about it. Like, "Is there anyone in the bathrooms?" Like, we couldn't get the door open. So I think he went to go and get a key. But then we were, like, totally laughing. It was like, he walked in when we were doing the eagle pose.